systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamhole. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Episode 422.
My name's Danny, okay?
This is episode 4.
It's Danny, D-A-N-N-I, not
B-L. This is episode 422. Thank you, the Wednesday show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thejamhole.com/live. You can watch us do this. Two cameras, high quality. One camera, low quality. Depending on what you got. What do you got?
You got good stuff?
Do you got good stuff like what we got? That's expensive?
Or do you have poo?
Or do you have poo?
Poo.
You get what you pay for in this internet ISP game.
My friend wore a shirt today that said the Bloodhound Gang, and it said pee pee poo poo music. It was great. And it was, the shirt was colored like pee.
That's awesome.
It said pee pee poo poo music.
But yeah, we do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course, and 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you'd like. Thejamhole.com/live. That's where the three cameras are at. So, no bullshit.
I'm thinking... No bullshit?
No bullshit.
No bullshit.
It's Wednesday. I'm thinking we should adopt the cat out, is what I was saying.
What?
During the pre-show.
Why would you ever do that?
Well, she would still live here, but like how people adopt highways and shit.
Oh, for we the would, low price of 2 pennies a day, you could feed
you
our
could
kitty
feed
for a
this
year.
Cat that we have here.
Oh my
that,
God!
Yeah, you get yeah,
yeah
like
I
that.
Get it.
All right, that's how it's going to go down.
All right.
And each month, a different person will sponsor our kitty.
I didn't turn my phone down.
Clearly, Jesus. 422 episodes.
It's
how many have you been on? Let me check the guest
a lot.
List. I need to finish that, by the way.
You're going to have to update it every fucking show for you and I.
No, I will just put till whatever the fuck, you know.
Okay, all right. And continued on.
But like 420 episode, I would update that for Ryan because he was on the show.
Right, right, right. So,
but yeah, I do need to make that. But yeah, I think we should do that. Every month you can sponsor the kitty. You can PayPal donate some cash. We'll send you a picture. We'll send you a letter. What else do those people get when they adopt little African babies?
Just information, letters,
about the kitty,
pictures. You know, we'll have the kitty do, you know, some cute little...
So we could
some
send
cute little
them...
paw print things and paint for you.
Oh, wow.
You
this
know,
is epic.
We'll
so,
dip her paws in paint and put them on there and put her age on there.
You sponsor
shit.
The cat, and then each month, once a week, you will get something from the cat.
We should do that.
All right, we're doing it. Thejamhole.com/forums. Go there, make an account. And that's where we'll post stupid stuff like this we think about.
We will.
And we will. You can
that's adorable
sponsor the cat.
Or you can help me sponsor my kitty. At Fat
no,
Boys.
Fuck that cat.
Fatty cat. She
fuck
needs
that
a sponsor.
Cat. That cat's a stray.
I've been sponsoring her.
I know.
I know she's
you
a stray.
You need to be sponsoring.
She doesn't have a home.
We have a cat already. You're getting very, very close to breaking our one cat law.
I'm not going to bring the cat home.
I know, but still.
She deserves
you're kinda cheating.
To be loved, okay? And
you're
I feel
cheating.
Very bad for her because she's outside in the cold. She doesn't have a warm home like our Jamhole kitty, okay?
Well,
so I made
can
the
your
least
kitty
I can
podcast?
Do, probably. She's
my cat can
ass.
Podcast.
Dude, this you have no, you got to come and see her, dude. This kitty is fucking awesome. You probably, I would trade fatty cat for kitty.
Whoa.
I'm so serious.
Blasphemy.
I'm
holy
serious,
holy shit. Well, someone
you
better...
You gotta meet Fatty Cat.
You better adopt this cat quick, then, because from the sounds of it...
I love them both, but Fatty
she's
Cat
on her way
wins.
Out.
Fatty
really?
Cat rules. Yeah, dude,
really?
You gotta meet her. She's so
You gotta meet her. You gotta meet this animal.
Dude,
we totally see eye to eye on all sorts of stuff. You have to just sit down and talk to the cat. It's amazing.
You will love
this cat.
This cat
will blow your mind.
She is so awesome. And you know what? And the least I could do is make sure she's fed. Okay. So I buy the cheap cat food.
You can't save every stray.
Well, she's there every day at work.
My mom used to tell me that.
She sits by the chair at the, you know, by the door waiting for me to come out every time I have a smoke, and she sits with me and hangs out. She's so cool.
I used to bring friends home, and my mom would be like, you know, we can't feed all the strays. They would usually be girls that needed a place to stay for the night.
Yeah, I've done
and
that
I was
with
always,
boys.
I was always opening and welcoming to them.
You can sleep in my bed, too. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's cool. You don't have to wear pants. It's all right.
This is a no clothes bed.
That's what I did.
Yeah. My dad's rules. Sorry. Not mine.
No, but this cat's totally cool, man. And we're working on, you know, getting like a jar and getting her picture on there, make it look all sad, like donate to the kitty. And so we'll start getting the bar people to donate to her so we can get
That's
food
awesome.
For her. And we're going to get a little, like, dog house for her with, like, you know, a heat lamp in there so she's cool all winter.
These fucking animals you people have, I swear to God, they live better than we do sometimes.
And you know what? I went out there the other day and I saw another cat, or I saw a cat eating out of Fatty Cat's bowl. And I was like, I thought it was Fatty Cat, and I called it, and it ran away from me, and it was a different cat.
Maybe it was one
and
of
was
her
like,
many babies.
Oh, my God.
It was her protege.
I think it was the man, because I think she is pregnant. But this cat was all black, and he just stared at me like,
and then he just,
what?
Like, bugged out?
Yeah, just, like, bolted. I was like, stop eating my Fatty Cat's food. Go
That's
away.
That's cool. So, yeah, we'll sponsor the cat.
Okay.
You can sponsor the cat. And adopt. And all of that money, and the money for the 404, that's out now, thejamhole.com/404. You can get that, $5. And anything else, donations-wise, all that stuff is now getting funneled into the bills. And if you go to thejamhole.com or thejamhole.com/forums, you saw a thing for the month of November.
I did see
our
that.
Goal is, what was our goal? $200?
I don't know. It went by too quick because it just flashes.
What? It flashes?
When you go to the forums and you have that thing at the beginning that says, you know, all the costs and expenditures
and stuff.
Yeah,
that shouldn't flash. That should just stay there.
It goes
there.
Away.
Really?
Yeah.
It always stays on mine.
It goes away on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I have no script enabled. Oops, I should check that out. Anyway, yeah, so the goal for November is $200. That'll cover the whole server bill and some of our internet bill here. And then I added a thing now that you can see where we're at. That way people can actually visualize it and see what's going on. I mean, it's not like an image or anything. It's just current support, $70. And so every time someone buys a 404 episode, which, by the way, thank you. I hope you all enjoy it.
Yes.
That will go there. We don't have shirts anymore, but stickers, just regular donations, stuff like that. That all goes into there. So as you guys donate and help us, you can watch it kind of hit that goal of 200.
Nice,
so
nice.
Help us out with that. You can see that the gem. See, it stays the whole time.
Mine goes.
I use Google Chrome though. I didn't test the forums in SeaMonkey.
It does should it work the same in every browser.
Well, it doesn't.
But
it does not. Not all browsers are created equal.
Well, not everyone is going to use Google Chrome.
You should be using Google Chrome.
No, because I don't like to, because all your shit's on it, and
well,
all my
unless,
shit's on SeaMonkey.
Well, right. If you have multiple people using same computers, right?
Yeah,
it's nice to have
all,
different browsers for everyone.
I keep all my shit on SeaMonkey,
but
you
can
and
even
you keep
make,
all your shit on Google Chrome.
You can make different profiles within the browser, I'm sure, but that's a pain in the ass.
I just don't care.
Yeah, see,
all
it
my
doesn't
shit's
fade.
There.
But you know, now that you mention that, I saw a setting that said something about how long it was up there.
Yeah.
And I messed with it a bunch trying to see what that was changing, and it wasn't changing because I was testing in Chrome. That's my bad for...
Yeah, I think...
Because I can set that time to last longer or last shorter, but I thought it just didn't work, so I was like, fuck it.
Mine works.
Oh, well, word to that. Sorry, guys. I was just, like, pouring shit into that news thing, just like, here's what's up. This shit is expensive. We need your help. $200 a goal, and then, you know, the 404 live show. And then also, I just added today, and again, with the 404 live show, 404 bonus, thejamhole.com/404 bonus, there's over an hour of free bonus footage with that. So I just added today that it's time again for the 2010 podcast awards.
Oh, my God.
And I know.
Let's hope that they could spell our shit right this time.
The only reason that it's fun now is that, like, the first year, this other podcast helped us get a nomination. The second year, we got it on our own. And this is the third year, and we've never won, because to win, you have to have your listeners go to their site every day and vote for, like, a two-week period. And that is so fucking annoying. And if I'm not willing to do it, I'm not at all going to expect you guys to
right,
do it.
Right, yeah.
So I was like, you know, it's cool if you even get nominated. You're up on their site all year. And we did get some decent traffic from being on there.
Yeah, we
both years. You know, new people go there and check it out. It's better than Podcast Alley.
They just want to see what's the top ones. And
yeah, exactly.
Go check
the top 10. So, like I said, if we just get the nomination, I'm totally stoked about that. And if we get it this year, that'll be three. That's the
fuck
turkey.
Yeah. It's our turkey.
That's right. Throat Rips and fucking Podcast Award nominations.
Gobble, gobble.
And bowling. So,
right.
podcastawards.com. If you go to thejamhole.com/forums in All or Nothing, I made a thread about the podcast awards, because we're friends with a lot of podcasts and there's a lot of shit in there that, like, you can only send the submission in once.
Okay.
So you might as well nominate something for every category. And some people don't listen to any other podcasts or don't know. So I helped you out. We want Ear Candy New York for entertainment. We want the Hot Box. Now that we have two podcasts, I would love for the Hot Box to get an education nomination.
That'd be awesome for its first year, and then it's up in there for its first year. That'd be
all
amazing.
Year, that'd be so great.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Podcastawards.com, The Jam Hole for Mature, Yeah Dude for Comedy, Best Man, or Nice Man, excuse me, I'm the worst, Nice Man for Cultural Arts. I kind of started listening to them the other day because I was out of everything to listen to. Pretty amusing. That's that show Red Fox told us about.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty amusing, actually. If they could stop using the word boss, I would totally be in. I fucking hate that.
You know,
maybe that's just me personally, but even when people around here say it, like, what can I do you for, boss? Or even more so when they describe something as being boss.
Chris does that at Anna's.
He calls people boss. That is annoying, but not as annoying as saying, like, oh, that's cool. Instead, you say, oh, that's boss.
He calls his customers that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's annoying, but not as annoying as saying something is
boss. Well, because when it comes to your customers are your boss. So I guess
exactly.
I can understand
it's like the whole slave massa thing.
Right,
but when
right.
you call something like our show is boss, like, that is so annoying to me. And they say that a lot, but it's cool.
You know, I was just thinking about it for
they
some reason.
They just need to give me a public apology on their show, and I told them I would continue listening. So,
but I was just thinking about it, and I still think that the Hotbox podcast should have been called the Supersonic Chronic Cast.
That would have been cool, but that would have been a pain in the ass to type in.
That is so super cool.
I'm really glad not, because could you imagine every episode going supersonic chronic cast.com/supersonic chronic cast.com. Yeah, no, fuck that.
Oh, dude, I would totally use it in, like, a superhero voice, like, every time, like,
I know
totally, like a referee.
Hey, we know
Super
this.
Sonic Chronic Cast!
Duck-o!
Right? I would so fucking do that every time.
Right. So, thejamhole.com/forums. There's still a few categories. I don't know who to put in for a nomination. So if you guys have any shows that you listen to that you would think would be good there, post that in there.
Did you put Distorted View?
And I'll
fix
it.
Because, of course, he's going to get up there anyway. But
no, because he won last year, and you can't win 2 years in a row,
okay,
so I didn't even bother putting him.
Oh, all right.
So, and he's won
a few times.
What
about your geek podcasts and stuff, your geek
well for technology I put the Social Engineering Podcast,
okay,
because those guys they're awesome. Like, if you're into pen testing or, like, security hacking stuff, like, Security Now is good for overall security stuff, but the Social Engineering Podcast, like, those guys get into some crazy shit, and I think they're still a young show also,
yeah.
So I think it'd be cool if they got the technology nomination.
What about
Science is the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Religion and Inspiration. I thought Chariots of Iron, the atheist podcast I enjoy. I thought that would be so...
Nice.
I actually went to their site, chariotsofiron.com. I emailed them, and I was like, I just want to let you know that I'm nominating you for the Inspiration, Religion Inspiration category on the 2010 Podcast Awards. I just think that would be so awesome to see you guys up there
year
with a bunch of, like, Catholic cast and all that faggot
shit.
That'd
be so good.
So I was like, Matt from the Jam Hole, we endorse you guys going for religious inspiration. So yeah, Chariots of Iron. Make sure you do that. Politics and News. I went with Am I Bugging You? Mike Boudet's podcast.
Okay.
That's the closest thing I can think of to that. Mature is the jam hole. Health and Fitness, don't know. GLBT, Gay, Lesbian, Bi, Tranny, The Basement Boys.
All right.
They were the only ones that had a name that kind of sounded like GLBT, so I figured,
well,
why not?
Well, we have a picture of them on the wall butt-fucking each other.
That is true.
Kinda,
that is a good point. Well, there you go.
Well, the old co-host.
I mean, would be Spork Roast, Red Fox's podcast. Gaming, I don't listen to gaming shows, so if you guys have one for that, Food and Drink, again, I don't know. Entertainment.
I should look up some good food and drink.
There's
podcasts,
a bunch out there. I know there's.
I could get into that.
There's a couple on the Twit Network that Leo Laporte does. That whole
really?
This Week in Google, This Week in Tech. We listen to. Yeah.
Well, I was
there's
gonna
a food
look
one
up,
in there.
I was gonna check out and see if any of the you know, if there's any kind of podcast, you know, basing around like the Food Network.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure there is.
You
there's
know,
a podcast for everything.
That's
dude.
Seriously, when I'm not at work and I'm not here and I'm at home or if I, you know, at my uncle's house or whatever, that's what I'm doing. I'm watching the Food Network.
Well, there you go.
Or Discovery Health, but mostly the Food Network. Like, for real.
Well,
so
if
I
you
love
find one, post
channel.
It on there and I'll add it.
Channel 54.
And then, again, here. Entertainment, Ear Candy New York, Education, The Hot Box, Cultural Arts, Nice Man, Comedy, Yeah Dude, Business, I Don't Care. Best video podcast, I wrote Ask a Ninja because I don't...
That's the only video podcast
that
I
even know
yeah.
of. Like, I don't listen to video podcasts.
Yeah.
So, and then
I haven't
best,
seen anything new from him in a long time. Or are we just not getting anything?
I don't use iTunes anymore.
Oh,
and I'm
right,
not subscribed
right.
to it on my phone. I don't like watching video podcasts. For me, is just a listening thing.
Yeah,
I don't
it
like watching because I'm
to
always
watch
driving.
Once in a while.
I'm always driving. Well, yeah, right. when you're here, like Mr. Deity, I still
yeah.
love and shit.
Oh
but
man,
I'm not. I don't get it on my phone. So
right.
But yeah, and then best produced in People's Choice. What do you guys think? Pick one. Pick somebody.
People's Choice.
Yeah, you guys pick. So thejamhole.com/forums. That's the a thread in All or Nothing, the 2010 Podcast Awards. But definitely. I haven't nominated anything yet because I want to have a full sheet when I send mine in. So mm-hmm. I want to see what you guys think other shows should be. Mm. And I believe it ends November 21st. So we will be mentioning it again, of course. But I really want the turkey. You guys got to
so
do this
for
me. So
you can only vote.
That's why I like
for
the nominations.
For each category?
You send that submission in once and that's it. With your nomination, it's one form that has all the categories, and you fill
okay.
it in, and then you send it after you put your name and address, your email okay. address. And you do that once, and that's it. Now, the voting, you have to do that every day. That's why I don't care about winning it. I just want the nomination, so we're on
right,
the site
right.
all year, and that's that.
Right.
Because the voting, and I get why they do it. It's a good way to drive traffic. If everybody
well,
goes
yeah.
to your site
Boom.
Every day for a 2 week, that's huge traffic,
oh,
which
yeah.
is
oh, yeah.
good for potential advertisers.
Yeah.
I personally don't want any part of it. I'll take the people that are going there that see it and see the jam hole in the mature category, sure.
Fuck yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go to the site every day and do it. We tried that 1 year, and it was such a pain in the ass, but I did it, and it was just so annoying. And I don't want you guys to do it. I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't expect you to.
I revisited our forums today.
Oh, yeah?
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Cause
you can do it on your phone. Without
with
a
the
mobile.
Full site
just the full
shit.
Site. Everything works. I messed with it. So
I don't really
no
like
excuse.
Messing with full sites and stuff on my phone. But, I, you know, if I want to, I'll hop
do?
On there. But I do like the little food section you made.
That was just
pretty
for you.
Cool.
I don't
and,
give a fuck about food.
Some people have posted some shit, like Burger posted in how to fry your own tortilla chips.
I saw that.
And that's how every restaurant does it. So
for being a brand new forums, we're getting some good participation.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And definitely, if you guys listen to the show, go sign up and participate. It's fun.
I think Dr. Brendanos
come talk some shit with us.
Gave me a tip on how, or gave everybody a tip basically on how to reheat your lasagna without drying it out.
He's a very resourceful individual.
It's pretty cool. Oh, okay. And I just posted a tip on how to keep good flavor with your chicken when you add it to shit, basically. So if you'd like to see my good chicken flavor tip, you can check that out under our food section in the forums. Just pretty cool. And I don't know. I looked up a couple other things. I saw that Sean got on there.
Yeah, Sean's got an account.
Yeah.
The mom is on there.
Yep, I saw that.
Yeah, we have 22 members.
Nice.
As of right now.
Cool. So. Badass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, spread the word. If you like the show, come participate and contribute and all that.
If you guys, you know, post something that you guys want me to see and I don't get back to you right away, I'm sorry. I'm not like Matt and online every minute of my life. Okay. I do other things. I might, you know, stop by here and there, but I'm not, you know, up in it all the time. So I will get back to you, just not right away. Okay?
And even if you go into the show category under news show topics, there's some cool stories in there. And we may not get to them all the time, but I want them to be there so that everyone else can check them out. Cause,
well, fuck yeah.
And I'll post in there too, because a lot of times I have stories that are just amazing, but we don't have time to get to. So
Burger
I'll start
is
using that.
For some Naked Danny pics.
Well, I'm itching for people to buy that 404 show.
Yeah.
How
I don't
about
know.
If we meet our goal of $200 for the month of November, will you toss a titty pic their way?
I'll give you something, but not a titty pic. We'll see.
Oh, yeah?
It'll be a surprise. How's that? I will give you something revealing.
Yeah?
Something lovely for your nights alone.
Well, there you go. TheJamble.com/donate.
If you can meet our $200
And you guys have a head start already, because I counted the stuff from, you know, the whole month, not just when I started that thing. So there was already like $60 in there from the $10 donation from the chick, or from, who was it? Who gave us that 10 for the cabin trip?
I don't remember.
I forget. Kelly, I want to say.
I forget.
I think it was Kelly. And he's a dude. I'm sorry.
How about this?
I'm an
check
asshole.
This out. Just so it'll be like a contest to be the last person to donate. But okay, the last person who donates to get us to the $200 mark gets the surprise picks. Okay? So once we hit our $200 mark.
That.
Yeah, no, I want, if you're going to be the last, you got to be the last person to donate. And you get it.
I'm sorry. I think that's a terrible idea.
That was cool, because then people will fight to be the last.
And then everyone will just say, well, fuck it.
All right, fine. If you fucking donate something, help us get to
our $200
point.
We're just going to put the pick on the
side. And you'll get a cool pick. How's that?
Okay.
You'll get something awesome.
Can I just say, real quick.
Go for it.
NXS, still got it.
Still got it?
Or so I thought when I was listening to this thing I found of theirs that came out in 2010. I was like, ooh, a new NXS album.
And all right.
I'm a fan of Kick and Suicide Blonde and whatnot.
Well, yeah.
My dad used to play that shit. So, you know, them and Oingo Boingo and shit like that. So I'm listening to this.
Now
and I'm
I
like,
see how you, why
I'm
you
like,
came out the way you are.
This is really good. They've, like, still got it. And I'm like, man, they don't even... You ask, like, this doesn't sound like them. I'm like, you know, it kind of does it. And I go over and look, and it's a fucking album full of cover songs.
Yeah.
Of people doing NXS
songs.
Sounded
good, though.
Yeah, fucking A. Had me fooled.
And
I was like,
good.
Wait, didn't somebody of theirs die? Maybe that's, that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe that's why they haven't come out with anything new.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. So how are you today?
I'm
dude,
well.
By the way, you know, how is your life?
It's great. It's
live.
Live. This
live.
Got sent in to us from Dr. Brandanos. He thought maybe we had covered it, and I thought so too, but I searched the show notes, and I don't believe we have. So,
okay.
This is 8 disgusting animals that can live inside of you.
We probably talked about
the
it.
The creepy crawlies, the parasites, all that stuff. All
right.
Here's 8 that just chill. Okay?
All right.
All right. Number 1, the hookworm. Have you ever had a hookworm?
I don't know.
All right.
Explain it to me and I'll let you know.
It is found mainly in the intestines, but also in the heart or lungs. And what it does is generally hookworms burrow into the human body using an enzyme that dissolves layers of skin. Once they're in your bloodstream, they travel around your body and suck blood wherever they can. Though they are generally found on the walls of the large intestine, if you're lucky, they'll end up perishing in your strong stomach acid. And how do you know if it's inside of you? Each one of these has creature, where it's found, what it does, and how you know if it's inside you. So, your feet are itchy, and your cat is scratching its ass on stuff. Okay, I think we're good. Are your feet itchy? Because the cat's just chilling. I'm glad we have a cat, though. If we didn't have a cat, how would we know?
Are you dead
like,
seriously?
Like, why are my feet all itchy?
My feet are itchy, and my cat drags its ass on the floor.
Right. But, like, if you didn't have a cat and just your feet were itchy, you'd be like, huh, that's weird. I didn't have a hookworm. Caught it. Hook, worm, line,
and sinker.
Why
would that affect your cat?
I don't know, because they get hookworms.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Cats, anything drags its ass on the ground, it usually has some kind of
Burger
worm.
Burger says, I had to get a worm test before going, before going to my cooking school. It was so gross, I had to poop on a plate and dig through my own shit and turn in a sample. That's fucking horrible,
nice.
Dude.
Nice. Wow. I hate to say this, but I've had worms.
Of course you have.
I have.
Why don't I find that hard to believe at all?
I had it twice.
Of course you have.
And I had
one for each ovary, right?
Sure. No, when I was a little kid, I had pinworms. That's what they were called. And I don't know what it's from. I can't remember. Probably
was it the
something.
Ones where you poop and your poop's like just covered in them and they're all creepy? I remember seeing that once and it was from a dog. And it was the weirdest looking thing.
It's like little tiny worms.
The dog shit.
Just like squirming
and
all over your poop.
It was looking at it all weird. And I was like, what the fuck? And I walked over there and the poop was like alive and weird and gross. I couldn't imagine
that
being in. That's so. Wouldn't you fuck with your asshole?
Yeah, I couldn't keep my hands out of my ass. It gets so bad. I'm serious, man. I'm a little kid and my asshole itches. What do you think I'm doing?
Like
I'm
rubbing
around
it on the carpet.
Dude,
like
I was
the
running
dog
around with my hand in my ass like, oh my god, it's itches. I remember because the doctor, I was like,
yeah, see, Burger says cats and dogs get hookworms a lot. Did you eat some cat or dog poop?
No.
That's disgusting.
But I remember being like, you know, 6 years old, and a doctor had to stick his finger up my ass to check for holes and stuff in my intestines.
Nice. And that was the first time you knew you liked anal.
Pretty much. No, but
it was love on.
No,
engage.
I was very upset about that. And I remember having to poop in like, in like this dish thing, so that way we could take a sample into my doctor, and he could play in my poo and see what it was.
Nice,
but yeah, it was pinworms, and it was they were quite lively because they itched a lot. Like they would, yeah, it would. They'd be like around.
Do they like? Do they hurt you and shit, or are they just annoying? Like, is this something you can live with?
It's not good. I guess they can. I guess they can put holes in your intestines or something.
Really? That is, I would consider no good.
I think. Because that's what he was checking for.
Right.
To see if I had holes in my intestines or something. But
well, that's crazy.
I think you get it from bad food or something. And you, yeah, it's kind of like a tapeworm.
Burger
that
says you, or yeah, you get it from eating cat or dog poop.
I didn't get it from eating cat or dog
poop. I know.
But yeah, they just, I don't know, they mess with you. They eat your nutrition and stuff. So it's kind of like a tapeworm. It you know, deprives you of your
right
nutrients. It's just, no, it's not okay to have. And plus, your asshole is so itchy.
I bet. I'm
oh
just thinking,
God.
Like, from
you're
as
sitting there and you can feel one, like, wiggling by your asshole. And you're like, oh!
From
and you're
as,
like, ah!
As far in as you could feel, like, it would just feel like, that fucks my shit up, dude.
Think about the worst, itchiest asshole day you've ever had and multiply that by 30.
Could you imagine fucking a chick in the asshole and like,
and
a worm, like,
your dick?
It gets in your dick hole and now you have hookworms or pinworms in your dick hole, man. Could you imagine?
No, I could not imagine that. That's
the worst
thing.
I should call them.
So yeah, I've had
hookworms
worms
in your dick hole. The worst.
I have had worms.
Shit giving you head? The best. Okay, next one. Creature? The scabies.
Yeah. I've had scabies!
I've had scabies as well. Just on my hand, though,
to?
Once, a long time ago.
I had it all over me because
I didn't know what
it was.
I had it like just here in my hands. It was weird.
I didn't
and
know.
And I got Sulfaderm. And applied it
right
to them, and they went away.
Okay, I had it, but I didn't know I had it, and I got it up here, and I left for Florida. And in the heat and everything down there, it spreads like wildfire.
Oh, I bet.
And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was my eczema or something breaking out, because it started on my hands. And then it just went up my arms and everything. By the time I figured out what it was 6 months later, and I had it all over my body.
That sucks, dude. I remember Google imaging.
Yeah, I don't ever want to see that again.
They are some
God.
Mean-looking motherfuckers, motherfucker. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what.
And the reason why it makes you itch is because they're pooing underneath your skin.
Yeah, and you can see the little trails like up the... Oh, man, that fucked me up.
Yep,
but yeah, they're
everywhere.
They're found in your skin, more specifically, your dirty, skeevy boyfriend or girlfriend's.
Yeah, like
skin.
If you sleep over at a friend's house and they
shower.
Have a nasty
Dude,
house, you can get
if
it.
If I
that.
Knew then what I know now, I would have never spent the night anywhere other than my fucking house because
right?
y'all are some dirty, disgusting motherfuckers. Let me tell you something. Bed bugs? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Look, I brought them home. Now we all have them. Yay.
Yay.
Share and share alike. What does it do? Annoys the fuck out of you. Female scabies mites are attracted to warm, moist skin. Not only that, they burrow down in it, gorging on your dermis as they go. Fuck yeah, I'm getting semi-aroused.
Ew.
Then there, their eggs hatch, and the mites return to the surface to find other mites to get fucking freaky with. And then, once they've done that on your skin, they fuck on your skin. Your skin's like a little cheap motel fucking getting fucking.
Dude.
Then they burrow into you again. Filthy beast. To them, you're essentially Amsterdam. How do you know if it's inside you? Well, you can
you
see
itch like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you can see the little trails they leave as they're burrowing into your skin and fucking. This says you have an itchy red rash and have become a hotbed for illicit fornication. Bow wow, chicka, bow wow.
Yeah. Holla. No, not yeah. No.
The next
no.
creature, Schistosoma. Schistosoma?
I have not had that. So, two out of three.
Schistosoma. It's creepy looking, man. It's found in the liver or near the liver, though there have been cases when it has attacked the brain. Ooh. This thing is pretty gross looking. Here's thejamhole.com/live for the live listeners. Here's the link. There you go. Enjoy that. Schistosomiasis or snail fever. Is one of the most common parasitic infections in the world. The parasite, which typically travels in unclean water, usually enters in the human body through the skin and takes many months to manifest any symptoms.
How did you skip the first one?
The hookworm?
No, up above it. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Sorry, it's just a picture and a description of the story. Sorry, my bad. I saw a picture of it and I was like... Huh. I thought there was another one. My bad. Don't look at me like that. I'm sorry. I apologized. Go on. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Fuck, dude. Don't ever do that to me again.
I'm sorry.
I actually looked. You made me second guess myself.
Good.
That
means
is
you actually
not
listen
good.
To me sometimes.
That should never fucking happen, especially from a girl. Let me
what?
Tell you something, girl.
What do you mean, especially from a girl?
A girl should never make... A dude second guess himself.
I make you second guess yourself all the
time. I'm gonna second guess your vagina all over my first guess.
You know what that made me
Shut
think
up.
About?
What?
Like the other night when you're like all 8 inches of this and I'm like 8 inches my ass.
I was clearly joking. Clearly.
That was so great. I just blatantly...
But the way
quick,
I said
no
it, was
fucking
very...
pause. 8 inches my ass.
I said it very convincing, though.
You were like, yeah, my 8 inches. Like, my 8 inches
my
ass.
My 8 inches
dude.
Of man cock.
Yeah, sure.
The best.
I was like, yeah.
My girlfriend calling me out and saying it's only 4.5. The worst.
I wouldn't say 4.5, but not 8.
It's definitely 6. Thank you.
We'll have to measure.
It's a strong 6.
We're
going
to measure tonight, okay?
Right there, right? Isn't that the
That's not
the saying?
True. Okay, that's not real.
How do you know?
I'm going to find out. We'll find out. And we'll post it on the forums so everybody can know how long your cock is.
Whip them out?
Yeah.
What's your length?
We should put it on a piece of paper and let me trace it. Tracy
can we have everybody's dead concrete chalk outlines of their cocks?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay.
I have to do that now.
Awesome.
We're going to get the crook and everything in it.
Like, awesome.
Yes. And I'm going to draw a little picture where the
Burger
hole should
be. Says thumb to the tip of your middle finger. That's even better. I always thought it was just thumb to
I
index.
I thought you put your fucking middle finger down as far as you can go, and then from there to the tip of your middle finger.
I always thought
it
was
it
from
is.
Your elbow to your
wrist. Oh, okay.
Or wait, no, that's girth. Hold on. It's from...
Jesus Christ. Shut up, dude.
I don't know.
I would walk like
next creature.
A fucking duck, okay?
This one is called the Kandaroo. This
wait,
one
you
is...
didn't tell me what all this other weird thing does.
Oh, what? Oh, how do you know if it's inside you? You have abdominal pain, a cough, and genital sores.
What?
I'm sorry, I missed the most important part.
I know, right?
Genital
dude?
Sores, awesome. All right, the Kandaroo is found in your dick. This is the Amazon willy fish that often comes up in conversation. The Kandaroo generally skulks about in the waters of the Amazon, waiting to slip into the gills of passing catfish, using its spine head to hook itself in before sucking on its host's blood. The Kandaroo is guided by the smell of pee-pee, and the human brand is too delicious for it to miss out on. I think this is bullshit. Now we don't know about you, but the thought of a spiny-headed fish swimming anywhere near that area is essentially our worst nightmare. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
No, dude, that's real. Don't you remember I showed you a clip of it from River Monsters?
How do you know if
it's... talking about catfish in the Amazon, and this is one of the things. And they even showed you the actual specimen that was taken out of the guy's penis in the jar and had the guy tell the story of what happened. He was taking a piss in the Amazon River, and it swam up his stream of piss and into his dick hole.
Berger has a point. He says, who can resist the sweet taste of pee?
I mean, know, right, dude?
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful urine yellow showers.
Pee is pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
Yay.
So yeah, how do you know if it's inside you? Well, do you feel like you've got a spiny-headed fish in your dick hole?
No, I don't. So
no,
I'm going to say
don't.
I don't have one of those, but for all of you listeners, you might want to check on that.
Real quick before
if you're in the Amazon area.
Before we get on to jiggers, chiggers, and...
Chiggo fleas.
Burger in the chat here is the very first Jamhole Forums mod. Congratulations, Burger. Yay!
Yay!
Everyone should
besides
be
you and I.
Clapping.
Yay!
Yay! First public moderator.
You gotta get him a crown. So
I crowned
king
him last night.
Oh.
No worries.
Oh.
Yeah.
He does have some pretty blue eyes.
He got more stars, he says. I told you. You want more stars? He asked that. That was like one of his first posts, I think, at thejamhole.com/forums. He's like, hey, what do those stars mean? Why do you have more than everyone else, and how do I get some more?
I didn't even notice those.
He said something about sucking cock for more stars. I don't know.
There's stars?
Yeah, depending on how much you post, there's stars.
Oh.
And I told you, remember, I set it up in the way of human evolution. So I think right now everyone is H-ergasters, and you want to eventually work your way up to H-sapiens.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that was pretty original. Honestly, I don't know.
Awesome.
I've never seen that on forums. Usually it's like something stupid. I thought it was fucking awesome, so thank you,
Brody. I'm proud of you. Thank
right.
you. Okay,
so,
go on.
Jiggers, chiggers, and the Chigo flea. Oh, anyway, so yeah, that's Burger. Burger's a mod. Welcome
Yay.
To the family there. So, I would like one more, if anyone else wants to do that, info@thejamhole.com. And Danny wants your resume, so.
I do.
There you go. The chiggers, jiggers, and the Chigo fleas, they're found in your feet. And these are pretty disgusting
chiggers.
Looking.
They I've
look
had
like,
chiggers.
They look like sesame seeds.
Those are
them.
Down south, dude. People get chiggers all the time down south. Just saying. But I got them fishing when I was out fishing. So at least I think that's how I got them. I don't know. I got rid of them in like a day because I was like, ah!
So they're
anyway.
Gross looking, though. They totally look like sesame seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, what it does to you is this little dude is the cousin of the swine flea that spread the bubonic plague.
Hmm.
It can jump 8 inches and burrows into the feet of its host, generally between the toenail and toe. Ouch.
Oh, God.
Once there, it swells and lays dozens of eggs, each of which will mature into a full-grown flea.
Flea! Flea! Fucking flea! Flea!
Within 3 to 4 weeks. Infections cause swelling and serious itching. How do you know if it's inside of you? Look at the picture. Do you have one of those in you?
I have one of those on my foot.
That's pretty fucking disgusting.
Yep. Dude, you'll see that down south a lot. Like, for real. People get triggers all the time.
All right. The next one here. W. Bancrofti.
I've had ticks. You ever had a tick?
No.
Oh, God. I had my one skin, that went all the way through my ear.
I don't know if you know this or not, but my skin is impervious to all known insects and...
I just remember going out hunting with my dad in the orange groves and coming back, and I had 3 or 4 ticks in my ears. And I had one that went all the way through my ear, like an ear piercing, and my dad just pulled it out with a pair of tweezers, because you can't feel it, because they numb your skin when they fucking bite it. And, dude, it was creepy.
Well, that's nice of them. At least
creepy. All I know is it looked like a roly-poly, but it was through my ear. It was creepy. Really fucking creepy. Big-ass
awesome.
Tick.
So this is not a tick at all. Thank you for bringing that up, though. This is found in the lymphatic system. It does says these 3 to 4 inch worms usually enter the body through bites made by mosquitoes that contain their larvae. They travel to the lymphatic system where they breed and grow and eventually cause a variety of genuinely awful diseases, including elephantitis. Ugh.
Mm. Oh my God.
Make
dude.
My dick swole?
Is that why there's a picture of like
Make
some really
my
fat person's
dick
legs?
Swole? Make my dick swole?
Alright,
yes.
Alright.
How do you know if it's inside you? It makes your dick swole. Oh, actually, the first clue is usually a weird yellow mucus secretion from your legs, followed by swelling around your family jewels, that is the dick and nuts area, which can happen years later.
Wow, dude, you can have it for years?
Could you imagine? I'm
no.
so glad I'm such a badass internally and genetically. I'm almost superhuman.
Is that why you have a hole in your dick?
That was just BS. You're missing an ovary among other things.
I didn't have some weird cysts growing on my dick.
I don't either now, thank you.
Okay. Well, we're good
now. Yeah, I'm sorry. You had a weird fucking tumor growing on the inside of your ovary. That's much better. You're right.
Well, I'm not saying
no, you're
I'm
absolutely
impervious
right.
to everything.
And then you had a camera. Well, I am.
I'm not saying I'm Superman and
I am.
Can handle everything.
And eventually, I would have figured out a way to cut it off myself. So
you tried pretty hard.
I should have tried again.
It looked very painful.
Not really. You'd be surprised.
Well, there was a mess in the bathroom and stuff. Yeah, I was
well,
really
it,
sick and tired of walking
very,
into a
right,
horror
well.
Scene, okay? Yeah, I walk in like, who the fuck was murdered in
so,
here?
So, the next one, Tyrannodella rex, or the tyrant leech. This one is found in your nose, and it's a leech, so it's basically it's a little gross monster with teeth the width of a human hair, which is gigantic by leech standards, and it uses a single jaw in a sawing action to break into the flesh to suckle on its number one nectar of choice, your blood. What's up with all these things, like, all up on our blood?
Things like blood.
Maybe they should figure out a way to make their own blood and call it true blood. Bah. And how do you know if it's inside of you? A sliding sensation in the nose. My nose is starting to itch during shows, and I think it's my mustache on this pop filter, and it's
yeah.
like... God, I hate that. If you're watching the live show, you're probably like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like,
my nose itching.
Oh, God, that is annoying. It's so annoying. All right, and the last one here...
Maybe it's time to shave it off.
...is the human bot fly. Yeah, I'm gonna. It is found in...
I've heard of these.
Your skin.
Bot flies.
Nancy bot fly. This creep hijacks mosquitoes and infects them with its larvae, which are then injected via the mosquito bite into the skin of an unsuspecting host. That is a very clever reproduction method.
Fucking A.
Like, I'm totally going to sneak into your room at night, jerk off onto your boyfriend's cock. He's going to then fuck you impregnating you with my semen. Right, that's right. What this thing does. Uh-huh. That's fucking amazing, dude. The eggs eventually hatch and form into pupae that fall out of the skin and turn into their own little bot flies.
Nature at its best,
when
man.
To see how big they are, watch the video below if you can stomach it. How do you know if it's inside you? Because it looks like this, of course.
I want to watch the video
nothing to you listening
now.
To this, but basically it's a gross little worm that looks like it has herpes. I don't know.
I want to watch that video, so I'm going to leave this window open, and at the end, I'm watching it.
You do that.
I'm going to.
And we'll post that in the jamhole.com/forums, and of course.
Bugs freak me the fuck out. Like, that's one of my creepiest things, are bugs. And so I'm going to say these tiny little monsters that can get inside of you, they're probably going to freak me the fuck out. But I can deal with it. It's cool. It's cool. I can do it.
All right. Fuck, that took way more time than I thought.
It was totally awesome, though.
I have some good stories here. This is going to be some lightning round jam hole
stories.
All right, first
Go.
One. China. Really knows how to handle its people, and I just want to say props to China. That's
right.
How you keep your people in check.
Women are going to be extinct in China in
That's
a couple years.
That's not a problem. A Chinese court has handed down a 2.5-year prison sentence to a man who organized a website for parents of children who became ill from drinking tainted milk after his own son became sick in 08. He founded this group. His name is Zhao Liaqia. He founded a group called Kidney Stone Babies to provide resources for parents after about 300,000 Chinese infants were made ill by the milk formula deliberately tainted with melamine. In late 08, at the height of the scandal, at least 6 babies died and tens of thousands of others were hospitalized. His lawyer, Ping Zheng, says court authorities in Beijing Wednesday sentenced Zhao to 2.5 years in prison for the crime of, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble.
Okay.
Props, China. Bravo.
Jesus.
That is how you fucking do it. You got something to say about how we're being all shady? 2.5 years in jail.
Okay, that is
Boom.
No.
Next case. You got some shit? Boom.
Don't
jail.
Don't you talk mean
Him,
to us.
He's dead. Her, she's a whore. Send her to my quarters. I'm out.
It's like,
that's how you run China.
Don't you talk bad to us. You're going to jail.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. All right, next story. This even more awesome. Mother of the week, I'm going to go ahead and say.
Okay.
Perhaps.
All right.
A woman was drinking vodka to celebrate DCFS.
Was it Luxasova vodka? Potato vodka.
Potato vodka.
It was my ex-boss, Waj, my old kitchen manager. That was his thing. That's the only vodka he would drink was Luxasova.
Wow.
It was so great. We would pick on them all the
so
time.
So she was drinking vodka to celebrate DCFS, dropping an investigation against her when she was arrested for carrying her 3-month-old child, quote, as if she had a football under her armpit.
So?
I guess apparently that's not how you're supposed to carry. I don't know.
Well, at least she's not carrying it by the foot or something. I mean,
well,
come on. I mean, even when you're carrying a football, at least you cradle it under your arm.
Kinda, yeah. You don't want to fumble it.
Right,
Fumble Ruski. Yeah,
right, dude. I mean, it's got more support than some people fucking hold their children.
Yeah, duh.
Some people just let the head flop all around like fucking retarded. Like,
so they were dispatched. The cops were 4:30 p.m. Saturday, just cold chilling on a Saturday.
Okay.
For a well-being check involving Jamie L. Riley, 27, who was intoxicated, incoxitated.
Incoxitated.
While outside with her child. Summit police and the Chicago Fire Department were already on the scene, where Riley was seen by a witness holding the boy in an endangering manner and as if she had a football under her armpit. Totally drunk. Huh. That's so awesome. While trying to pick up her stroller in an incapacitated manner. She told the cops, quote, I was drinking vodka earlier, celebrating with my husband, because DCFS, those bunch of fucking faggots, those DCFS faggots, they dropped their fucking investigation. So I'm having a little fucking party booze. I'm drinking. Hey, baby. Give me another drink. That's all.
Fucking DCFS faggots. What is that? Department of Cocks for Sucking Stuff? Bunch of faggots.
Wow, dude.
Dicks and Cocks for Sal. That's what DCFS. Bunch of fucking faggots.
Paramedics took the baby to McNeil Hospital because he had a cut on his nose, his poor little nosy wosy.
Oh, no.
And the cops had a question that Riley had become belligerent and would not answer questions about the child's well-being. she was arrested and taken to the cop's station, of course, for processing misdemeanor endangering the life and health of a child and disorderly conduct. For calling those, DCFS faggot spokesman Jimmy Whitlow says, yeah, the boy was the subject of the previous investigation. You know what now, bitch? We're taking him. Never gonna see a little boy again. Never.
Go ahead and throw him in the fucking...
You drunk fucking hoe bag.
So get tossed around from family to family to family to family to family. And probably get treated worse at a foster home than he did at his home. So, whatever.
Well, I don't know. He was getting treated like a football, apparently. All right, next story. You know Amazon and the Kindle, right? The little ebook reader thing? Cool thing. It's cool.
Like,
trust.
Like dick fish?
Right.
Like the fish that climb up your dick hole?
No.
The Amazon?
Kindle.
Because that's cool.
No, Amazon.com. Okay.
Oh.
I have here for you the 158,221st best-selling Kindle book. You know what it is?
What?
The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure.
Ooh. Oh my god, dude. Why would you write that? That better be a silent author who like doesn't make his name known.
Okay, so...
Or he better be in prison already.
People totally dig Kindles and Amazon because you can order books that maybe you wouldn't normally order and get them totally shipped to your house. No embarrassment involved whatsoever. Which maybe
that... I don't
know
if I'd ever buy that. Okay.
Well, you're not a pedophile, but there are, as we know, a lot of fucking pedesters out there.
But why would you even want to be associated with writing that? Like, what about the author?
Worst.
Did he fucking...
Hey.
Seriously?
I'm just writing a book.
He better be in prison or something already.
Or, I just like writing a book.
Or he didn't make his name known and he used
Here's
like some
different name. Here's the description
of
the book. This is my attempt to make pedophile situations safer for those juveniles that find themselves involved in them. Creepy!
Very.
By establishing certain rules for these adults to follow.
Here's a code of ethics for you pedophiles.
Right.
Use
hey,
them.
No sex on the first date.
Right.
Gotta
right.
have me home by 10.
Gotta use a condom.
Gotta okay. use a condom.
Don't look her in the eye.
No, definitely not. I want STD tests. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
The Pedester's Code of Ethics.
That's fucked, dude.
Chomos. Fuck yeah. I hope to achieve this by appealing to the better nature of pedosexuals with... Whoa.
What?
Is that what you're calling yourselves? Is that what you... Hold on. Is that your final... Is that what you want to go with? A pedosexual?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I can't wait to work that into a rhyme.
Pedosexual.
With hope that their doing so will result in less hatred and perhaps lighter, spelled leiter, sentences should they ever be caught.
Whoa.
We wanna, we're not monsters per se. We're people too. We're pedosexuals.
He said he'd do it if I gave him this fucking candy
hey,
bar.
Hey,
okay?
I bought him a fucking transformer,
that's
little
right.
motherfucker. You said you wouldn't tell, you bastard. But like, really, is it this? I mean, right on. Amazon customers are letting their feelings be known about such a book. Of the 59 reviews of the product, 58 gave it the minimum, a 1 star, while one joker gave it 5 stars. Of course he did.
Awesome.
Why not?
He's like, dude, this totally helped me.
Looks like just about all of them are from today, and they're all basically either calling for a boycott of Amazon for carrying such a book or for Amazon to remove it immediately. A few of them say they've called or emailed Amazon and that the company has said it's looking into it. But I don't think, being Amazon, I don't think you can pick and choose. Because once you start doing that,
Amazon,
then when
Amazon wants to be associated with something like that.
I don't think it matters, though. First Amendment, maybe it's a work of literature. You can't, I mean, I guess as a private business, you can say what you can and can't sell. But I don't think they want to go down that road. Because once you start doing that, then where does it end, you know? That's bad. I think that's bad.
Yeah.
So there's a book like this out there. That's going to happen. There's peds out there, you know? And hey, maybe they'll learn something. Who knows?
Maybe
they're going
to
do it anyway.
To get caught.
I don't give a shit. I don't have kids. Fuck it. I mean, don't fuck it, but... Ah, shit.
That's creepy because you were the one the other day talking about having kids, which
totally
freaked me out.
In a pro.
Did you want to keep that on the down low? What?
I'm not having kids. I don't want kids. What did I fucking say? You are so stupid sometimes. I said if I was totally fucking rich and I had done every last thing that I ever wanted to do in life, yes, I would think about having a kid just for the fuck of it, just for something else to do.
No, and to give my money to. I think your little biological clock is starting
to tick. I
don't think
so. I'm telling you.
I think it's ticking, dude. I think you're
getting
that itch.
If a listener donated $5 million tomorrow, I would not have a kid.
I think you're getting that itch. You're like, I want to be a daddy.
That has absolutely nothing to do. You're missing the point.
You're talking about it more.
You're an idiot, and you're missing the point.
And you're trying to make it.
And I will get defensive about this because you're an idiot, and you're missing the point.
Because you're like, you know, a lot of people tell me I'd be a great dad. And I'm like, that's nice.
We were high on cocaine blabbing about everything. And yeah, people do fucking say that, and it's retarded.
You'd make a great dad.
Thanks.
See, people don't say that about me very
much.
Yeah,
because you're an idiot and a heartless bitch. That's why.
Holla. I just don't like children.
That's fine. I don't either.
Yeah,
but
you get along with kids great.
Well, I can tolerate them. I'm not, like, stabbing them in the fucking closet like you are, weirdo. I can play the part when I need to.
I don't.
I know. Because you're a fucking...
I actually told a little kid not to touch me today. It was pretty
good.
Funny.
Good.
He kept, like, bumping into me at the thing to pay your bill at Verizon, the little computer thing. And he kept bumping into me, and I just looked down, and I was, please don't touch me. And he just kind of wandered off.
Yeah, Burger says Amazon can pick and choose what they sell. I definitely agree, but I don't think they want to start doing that, because they are known as...
If they do, they're going to be compelled to do it again.
Right. One commenter says that Amazon already got back to them with the following, quote, "Let me assure you that Amazon.com does not support or promote hatred or criminal acts. We do support the right of every individual to make their own purchasing decisions. Amazon.com believes it is censorship and not to sell certain titles because we believe their message is objectionable." That's perfect.
Yep.
We don't support it, but we will sell it. Fucking A.
Got to be a place to sell everything.
Another comment says that over 100 negative reviews have been deleted so far, but they keep coming in. This could get very ugly. We've reached out to Amazon for comment, but they haven't heard back. This book is Kindle only and is sell for $4.79. It is currently the 158,221st best-selling Kindle book in the store. Burger, can you look right now and see where it's at? It's called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, if you don't mind. So thank you very much, MG Siegler, for that TechCrunch story. Pretty interesting. All right, moving on. We got a story about a cat got put in the oven. And Loudy Dowdy, we likes to pouty. My nose still itches like crazy. Loudy, Ohio, a teenager could face criminal animal cruelty charges after he allegedly... put a cat inside of a hot oven. An easy bake oven? No, a hot oven. Sad kittens all the way.
Oh my god! Wasn't that in Robin Hood Men in Tights and they were going to bake a kitten pie? I almost cried at that part. I was so freaked out.
Charles Garnett says his cat, Tigger, T-double-I-G-er, still walks gingerly with all four of his paws burned. Quote,
oh.
She says something very bad happened to him, but she hadn't figured out what happened. Garnett says last Saturday evening he took Tigger, T-double-I-G-er, to his girlfriend's apartment. Garnett says he left the cat in the care of the 18-year-old son. While he and his girlfriend got to fucking.
You asshole kid. You should get killed.
When the guy went and picked up his cat, he found that there were injuries. He put two and two together and noticed that the kid had threw his cat in the oven.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
The officer talked to the 18-year-old. He did not admit to injuring the cat. However, he did admit to fucking the shit out of it with his cock. He did admit to having the cat during that period of time when the cat was injured. I don't know how it happened.
It just jumped in the oven.
The teen said both cats had escaped from the apartment and that Tigger was hurt when he located him. But,
liar.
The investigators say they don't buy that explanation.
Fuck no. Okay, my cat, baby kitty up in my
he
mom
did,
and dad's
hold on.
Place.
He was mad that the mother had a boyfriend, apparently.
That's probably why the
motive.
Cat got hurt.
Motive.
But, I have a cat up at my mom and dad's place named Baby Kitty. He's this big orange cat. But there's a wood stove in the house, okay? And when I first brought him up here, because he's from Florida, he's never been in a place with a fucking wood stove, all right? It was fucking on one day, and he had been used to it being summertime and shit. And so I get him in the house, and he had been, you know, hanging around the house and got to know the place and would climb on the wood stove
right.
in the summer. And then we fired it up one day, and it's super fucking hot. I just
yeah,
remember
those
seeing
those things
him,
get so fucking hot.
Yeah, dude,
dude.
I remember seeing him jump on it, and then you could hear and him go. And
oh,
jump the
I bet
fuck
that was
off.
Just horrid, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. I picked him up and like held him. He sat in my arms like a little baby with his feet up, just like I don't want to step down. I don't want to step down. Just keep holding me. Just keep holding me. That's the only time that cat has ever been that fucking sweet and wanted to be held like that. It was so sad. His little paws, like, scabbed all up and, like, kind of cracked and bled and stuff. It was really sad. Like, I felt so bad for him. I was like, oh, God. His little paw prints got burned off. He probably doesn't have kitty paw prints anymore.
Probably not. Probably not. So, Berger found the link here to the Amazon store of the book here. 2,359 reviews. 1 star, 2,277. 5 stars, 52. Holla, queens, huh? Yeah, you know what I mean.
God.
Lots of reviews. Where do you see what it's rated? I've never really used Amazon that much, honestly.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, why don't you go to your next story? So I can not be all sad kittens anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Garnett said the teen told him that Tigger attacked his mother's cat. He said it was revenge for what Tigger done to their cat. He doesn't like the way I speak to his mom, he said. He says Tigger is doing much better now, but it's on medication to ease the pain Aww. And treat the burns. Little kitty medication. Little kitty meds. All right, I would like to give props to the cricket for having the world's biggest nuts.
What?
Yeah, why don't you take a look at these bad boys right there in the chat. Of course, I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thegemhole.com. There you go. But look at those fucking nuts. They're as big as the fucking cricket. That is awesome. Biggest testicles relative to body weight goes to the tuberous bush cricket, a type of catydid. The sperm-producing organs account for 14% of the body mass of males of this bush cricket species. 14% of your body is nuts!
That's intense, man.
Nuts! Fuck yeah, dude.
That's pretty creepy.
Fuck
the cricket?
Yeah. Quote... or hold on. The previous record holder's nuts, belonging to the fruit fly Drosophila bifurca, tipped the scales at about 11%. Quote, I was amazed by the scale of the testes. They seemed to take up the entire abdomen, said study leader Karim Vahid, a behavioral ecologist at the University of Derby in the UK. But...
Are those colored round things on that little plate? Are those are seriously his nuts?
Nuts.
How? Are they inside the body? Shut up! Are they inside the body or something? Because I don't get it. How they're like
those
outside.
Are his nuts. Don't worry about it.
They're not even connected to him. Did they like pull him out and put him there or something?
Yes.
I don't get it. Where do they sit on the cricket then?
They're inside of it somewhere.
Weird.
So... The team that worked on this, they were surprised to discover that the tuberous bush crickets have smaller ejaculations than bush cricket species with smaller nuts. That's interesting, right? You would think bigger nuts, more jizz, right? But that's not the case here.
Okay.
The testicle study here that they did, the Vahid and colleagues dissected specimens from 21 bush cricket species collected around Europe. The insects are ideal for studying reproductive evolution because of their efficient mating process. That's awesome. We could all take a lesson from the bush cricket and its efficient mating process. For one thing, the male bush cricket transfers his sperm to the female in a, quote, neat packet. Here
it's like,
you
here's
go.
Here's the present.
Here, this is for
here,
you.
Have this.
Just put
this
that
is
there.
For you.
Set that over there. Yeah. Put it up in there.
Go ahead. Put it up there.
That's easily retrievable by the researchers, whereas in mammals, you have to, like, jack something off. Quote. Likewise, the female stores each male sperm packet in a separate pouch, enabling scientists to count how many times a female has mated in her lifetime. Well, that is fucking helpful. Predictably, the team found that the species whose females mate the most has the males with the biggest nuts. Fucking A right. Same with us. We got the biggest nuts because our chicks, they're loose as fuck because they get fucked all the time and have babies all the time. Fuck yeah. But among the 21 bush cricket species, the study showed that as testicle size increases, ejaculation volume decreases. So you got dudes with, like, these little tiny nuts that are blowing loads from here to San Fran, you know? And then you got dudes like me with these big old fucking nuts, and we just jerk off, you know, a little bit. I can jerk off a bunch if I want, but...
And you do.
I do. Every goddamn day. Don't be goddamn ridiculous, honey. The discovery runs counter to previous findings in other species, especially mammals. Usually the male with the biggest nuts has more sperm in each ejaculation, thus earning him more tickets in the lottery of fertilizing females and completely ruining his life. So, this one, I believe, was sent by Dr. Brandanos, Seneca, South Carolina. This dude said deputies, they tried everything to control a naked guy on Sunday after he attacked them inside a home. Deputies said they used pepper spray, a taser, and a baton to try and control Noah Smith. After he slapped, kicked, and tried to bite them like a bitch. Investigators said Smith broke into the home and threw items around. When deputies arrived at the scene, they found him naked and under the influence of... Drugs! Let's do drugs! Let's do some drugs together. The best part of this whole thing, they took me to the hospital for exam. You know what they found?
What?
A mouse lodged in his blank.
Anus!
Wrecked him, damn near killed him. Fuck yeah! Show me anus. No, seriously, show me anus.
No.
According to the incident report, Smith told doctors he did not know what happened. Gee, how'd that kid there? God, could you imagine that, dude? Oh, I'm imagining it right now. It's making me laugh. The doctor just, like, grabbing it, and the dude, like, gee. I don't know how... Where'd you get that? What is that? Is that a mouse? Where'd that come from?
Ugh. Just as good as a gerbil, I guess.
I got a poo. He did not remember also any confrontation with the deputies. He was charged with resisting arrest, assault, burglary, and indecent exposure. And being just a weirdo. Your name was Noah. That's horrible. Horrible, horrible. Oh, before we get out of here, the Choking Game has claimed another life.
I would just like to
a huge shout out to the Choking Game, single-handedly pushing natural selection along that path. This one is in Arvada. If you have a child, you may have heard of the Choking Game, of course, here. Studies from the CDC and prevention show many middle school kids, mostly boys, are playing the potentially deadly game at parties or on dares. There's no evidence. Younger kids are playing the game as well. You're raising a generation of fucking retards. So, right on, guys.
That's another reason why I don't want children.
His parents say the Choking Game took the life of 9-year-old. They could have led. They could have led. Should have led him better. He spent a lot of time evangelizing people in the street and in the stores, his mom said. One of the things he knew as a Christian was that he was going to be with God forever. Clearly, right? And then, yeah, the Choking Game took his life all of a sudden. Sorry, God, where were you? The 9-year-old, what he was doing, the parents say, was playing a game which he had learned from friends. YouTube videos show kids playing the Choking Game, looking and always chasing for that euphoric high by asphyxiating themselves. They will hit the floor, laugh about it, and if they live, doctors say they will show warning signs since the blood flow is cut off from the brain. Oh my God. Isn't that awesome?
It's
like,
stupid.
Your kids are fucking retarded.
Well, that's what happens when you get idiots having children.
I weep for the future of everybody. So.
God. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe tell people to stop having children.
Well, maybe. No, you can keep having them. Just maybe, like, teach them stuff.
Well, maybe how about children don't have children?
There's a reason they live with you.
Because then they get brought up like idiots.
Well, that too. I mean, yeah, definitely. But there's a reason that, you know, as mammals, we raise our young for 18 to 29 and a half years. You know, you got to teach them stuff. You can't just be the whole time like, duh, playing a fucking video game.
Right.
Like, you got to teach them stuff. You can sit them down in front of the fucking jam hole, and I will help you, but you got to teach them stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I actually did ever want to have children, and, I mean, dude,
whoa,
you would have to.
Faggot, what's up with all this baby talk? Your ovaries are showing. I mean... Ovary is showing. Come on.
No, dude, if you actually, you know, did want to have a kid, if you and I actually did that.
Yeah, could we please?
You know, you'd fucking teach it to fucking.
Teach it a fucking lesson.
Right,
I'd teach
it
how to fucking podcast and it'd learn how to program and then I wouldn't have to do all this coding bullshit.
You would teach it right, though.
That's
you don't fucking
we'll
let
do.
It go out and hey, play the choking game. I
we'll
mean,
have
come
a
on.
Kid and we'll teach you how to do this stuff. And then I won't have to do it. Is that why people have kids? I just figured it out.
It's Justin Fan says, I don't think I'd let you teach my kid, Matt.
Yeah, well, I don't think. Yeah, so there.
Justin Fan also says that we're totally missing out because we don't have children.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell. Right.
It says that she did, or Hold this on. Person doesn't know one old person that doesn't have that. She doesn't know one old person that didn't have kids that doesn't wish that they did.
Well,
talk to me
when
in
50 years,
and
no.
I will totally
no,
be that person.
I understand it's not for everybody.
But
it's
why
like
does everybody say you're
crack.
Totally missing out?
Because
oh, you don't know what it's like.
They're
blah, blah,
so
blah.
Miserable. They want you to share in that misery, so
but
that
everybody
they can,
is like. You don't know what you're missing. Oh, and the beauty of having your own child. And once it's born, you hold it in your arms. It's like magic. And
well,
blah,
I'm
blah,
sure
blah.
It is. I'm sure that's all well and
but
good.
Why do they
but...
always... They're like, you need to, you know, you blah, blah, blah. Everybody... No, everybody
because
doesn't
they want,
have to do that.
Why do people tell people about God? They want you to know.
Is it? It is almost
share
like religion,
hell.
Isn't it, dude?
Yeah.
It is.
It's called
they push it
babyism.
On you. People push it on you.
They want you to hold it and shit.
All my friends are having kids,
that.
So I want to have a kid.
Well,
that
and that's
thing.
Just what you're supposed to do as a human being when you reach a certain point. But some of us are more conscious about the earth and the state of things than others. And
Justin Finn says he's a guy. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But and we're going to take one for the team and just not have kids because there are too many people and we are just completely fucking shit up like crazy. So until we get my ban for the next 5 years or starting whenever, 4 or 5 years solid of no having kids of any kind, just to let things, you know, equalize a little bit.
So Justin Fan says, if I'm so miserable, then now that my girlfriend took off with my kid a week and a half ago, why do I feel like I do anything to get my kid back?
Because
once you make that connection and everything, and of course, I love my family members, okay? What, you know, it's just like a fucking family member, dude. I love my fucking parents. I would do anything for my parents. It's the same damn thing. You have a connection with them. You love them. It's your damn family. Okay? Of course. But you have to have them to love them. Okay? I'm never going to have them, so I'm never going to love them. I'm never going to have that. So.
The love comes from having it.
Right.
And right.
I don't need that, so.
I have other things I love, like having fun and... Right. Not having to pay a babysitter to watch my fucking kid.
Right. And that's cool. Not having to pay for a second set of airline tickets.
Well, yeah, right.
For getting, kicked off.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, and I'm really glad that you guys are taking it upon yourselves to, you know, further the line, the genealogical line of the human race. And
plus,
for that, I thank you.
I don't want to, you know what? If you have a child with somebody, you are connected to that person for the rest of your life,
yeah.
No matter what the fuck you do.
I ain't met a person yet that I'm willing to cross that threshold with. Yeah,
I'm just not willing to cross that threshold, whether it be with somebody or not. I'm just not. No. Just no.
You know what? We had a little bit of everything on tonight's episode. I feel really positive about the changes that we've made in people's lives.
Plus, also, Justin Fan, I don't know if you know, but having a child could kill me.
So
I'm not doing
cop
that ever. Hey, it's a good excuse.
It's a wonderful excuse.
I'm not doing it because I don't want to.
All right, well, anything else before we get the fuck out of here? I think we're done.
I'm pregnant.
Thank you. Donate to Danny's abortion. No, but seriously, thegenhole.com/forums. Come join our web forums and interact with the show and participate. Participation is key. I'm telling y'all. And thegenhole.com/404. $5 for the second annual live show that we did, filmed in beautiful, beautiful footage. McNally did a great job. KeithCourage.com
fuck
for
yeah.
His stuff. Check it out. And then, over a bonus hour of footage at thejamhole.com/404bonus for free. If you like the music that was wrapped, there's that album, The Rap Music Project, at thejamhole.com/music. You can email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. If you have any problems with the store, you can text our Jamhole text message, tech support, at 406-848-1739.
Yay.
So, join the forums, though. Seriously, it's fun.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And buy that 404 video. And thank you to everyone that's bought it so far. You guys are awesome.
And everybody vote for the Jam Hole under Mature Category.
Oh, that's right. PodcastAwards.com. The Jam Hole, Mature. Check out the forum thread if you want to see who else to vote for. Us for Mature, Ear Candy for Entertainment, Basement Boys for Gay, Lesbian, Bi, Trans. do that, and we'll talk to you guys on Friday. Peace out, G's.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.